Mother of slain DC intern, Trump taking his death more seriously than local officials. By Amy Furr on August 17, 2025. The mother of a congressional intern who became a victim of crime in Washington, D.C., when he was fatally shot as pushing back against the D.C. Council, saying President Donald Trump's administration is taking her loss more seriously than those officials. Tamara Yakim said, of course the Trump administration is taking her son's death more seriously than the D.C. Council. Or, the D.C. Council would change the laws so 12 to 17-year-olds are booked and charged for crimes and get jail time or juvenile detention, she explained to Fox News during an interview published Sunday. Watch, Trump invites media on D.C. police ride-alongs to see crime firsthand. Yakim said she wants something to be done because council members are allowing suspects to commit serious crimes, adding that it appears the council is blind to the serious issue. She added, I mean, if you're old enough to walk around with a gun and pull a trigger, you're old enough for the consequences. And these things that the council have in place are not working. Then what's the alternative? Have more people killed, raped, robbed, carjacked? It's just, you know, it's really scary. Her son, 21-year-old Eric Tarpinian Yakim, was interning for Representative Ron Estes, RKS, when he was shot and killed on June 30 in the 1200 block of 7th Street, NW, in Washington, D.C., according to Breitbart News. The young man was one of three people reported to be severely injured during the incident. According to the Fox article, moments before the shooting, several people exited a car before opening fire. Trump later sent a letter to Yakim, saying he and his wife, Melania, were heartbroken over her family's loss. The president wrote, in part, Eric will be held in my heart, and I promise never to forget or forgive the terrible act that took him from us. Please know that my administration will not stop fighting to clean up our streets and ensure law and order. May God hold Eric in his eternal love and care and provide you and your other incredible children, Angela and Jeremy, with abiding peace and unending strength. Trump placed the D.C. Metropolitan Police Department under federal control Monday and also activated the National Guard to remedy the crime situation in the nation's capital. However, Democrats such as Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, have criticized the move, and Washington, D.C. Attorney General Brian Schwab, D., is suing Trump and his top law enforcement officials over the federal takeover.